I got phenomenally misgendered by a troll on Threads, and it was so funny, and I was trying to figure out how to make it content, but I can't really figure it out without upsetting people.
Who would you upset other than you if you were misgendered? Can you elaborate on this scenario?
I made a joke that people often ask me as a non-binary person why I choose the women's restroom, the same reason I choose the bear.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought about it. I posted it on like Sunday, and I just last night went back and looked at it, and it's like over 6,000. It's like the most viral one of my threads, because the most before that is like 40 people.
I don't even know what Threads is. Continue. I'm on this journey.
It's like the Twitter of Instagram.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, wow. And so, of course, I looked through the comments, and a lot of it is like, I'm trans masculine, I'm terrified of the men's room, or like, I'm a trans man and I still use the women's room because I'm terrified of the men's room. You know, people in solidarity. And then, of course, there were the people that were like, you choose the women's room because you're a woman and that kind of stuff.
Right.
And then this one person said, you need help, sir. And I said, who are you talking to? And she said, you know who I'm talking to, bro. And I said, I would reconsider the aggressive misgendering that you're engaging in right now.
Uh-huh.
And then she went on this rant about how I will never be a woman because I was me, because I was born with a penis. And I can't just be a woman because
I mean, you were born with balls. She's not wrong. Correct. So here we go.
I said something like, whose child did I push out of my vagina? And then she blocked me.
Welcome to Shut the Fuck Up, Nick Lachey. I love that journey for you. Welcome, friends, to Shut the Fuck Up, Nick Lachey. If you're here for the first time and you're confused by that cold open, welcome. You're amongst friends and we're not going to explain it. I'm Ellen Marsh, and across from me is Daisy Egan, who I don't mean to out you, but has a vagina.
Yeah, I do.
That she pushed a baby with a penis. So that might be confusing for people.
Maybe that was confusing.
That thing had the penis, and the thing that made the thing
also had a penis that went into my vagina.
Right.
So
it's confusing.
It's hard for people.
I feel like we're here to help, though. I feel like we're doing necessary work.
This is the Lord's work. I went back into her threads to kind of figure out who she is. And there was some thread that she made that was like, can't people just be kind to each other? And I wanted to screenshot it and put it and be like, this you, bro? But she blocked me before I could get to it.
I love it when they drop the bomb and then they block. I couldn't possibly look at any more of the content in you that I stopped by to say. Somebody said, you know, because I'm still going through the whole bear nonsense on my page. And it's just hilarious because people say, is this more stupid stuff on the internet? I'm like, wait. Just like, hear me out. You came on Beyonce's internet and then you somehow found me, which we're not connected. I don't know. We're zero connections. You found me, consumed my content, which thank you.
Thank you.
Because my content is monetized. Uh-huh. Thank you for that. You then engaged with my content, thereby telling the algorithm that you like my content.
Yeah.
So guess what you're going to see more of?
Guess what, friend?
Me and all of my wackadoodle, non-binary, feminist, gay, trans people in my life. And we're not weirdos because of that. We're weirdos because we're weirdos.
Somebody said you're as much of a weirdo as you look on this. And I was like, thank you. I feel seen. We actually had to remove a patron, like just remove her and refund her money. And I told Amanda to send it along with a message that said, we said no assholes allowed.
It says it very clearly on the directions.
It is our motto.
And here's the thing. You didn't say no cunts. So that's why I still get to be here all the time, because I caught you on a technicality. I am not an asshole.
That's right. We've tried. We contacted the lawyer. We were like, what are our rights here? And the lawyer was just like, sorry, bro.
Listen, brah, you said no assholes. She's clearly not. It's a technicality, but guess what? I'm still here.
I'm still here. Wow.
We do have a show to recap.
Do we?
It is the true highlight of my week is the time that I get to sit here with you.
So
and
fun.
Talk about this nonsense that I take so seriously. Don't worry, I'm not going to cry this episode. I left that in season 6.
For now. You never know what the future holds. We're going to meet the couples.
Let's do it.
Sal pops some bubbly, and Mallory is so visibly uncomfortable. It's like she has worms under her skin.
First of all, she's not looking up and she's not making eye contact. And you know I love to give people the benefit of the doubt. So I was thinking maybe she was cast in a non-equity dinner theater version of The Miracle Worker and she was playing Helen Keller. Because she was like, yeah, champagne sounds great. And maybe she was doing, it was a character study.
I think we've talked about this before. Have you ever worked with an actor or just talked to a person who looks at you between your eyebrows instead of at your eyes?
Or looks at the top of your head?
I worked with a professional, decorated, many times over, has been on television actor who could not look anybody in the eye. And it was bananas.
She couldn't even look up.
Oh, God. Shh.
I think she was...
she was glitching.
No, I think she was practicing being blind. You know, when you were little, did you ever do that when you were little?
Yeah.
You would like glaze over.
Uh-huh.
So I think she was doing a character study on Helen Keller. The Miracle Worker is a beautiful play.
It really is. You're right.
So that's what I'm thinking.
You know that there are Helen Keller deniers out there? They're related to the flat earthers. My friend sent me a picture.
They just don't believe she was blind?
No. My friend sent me a picture of someone's bumper sticker and it was just covered in like Helen Keller is fake bumper stickers. I was like, that guy is having a hard day.
Imagine someone being like, being blind is a flex and I'm not here for it. I don't understand people. I want off.
I do too.
But Mallory, she's just so uncomfortable.
Yeah, she apologizes for being awkward.
Well, no. Okay, I don't really want to let her off like that. We're all awkward. You can be awkward, but actually you're just acting like a dick.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. She's like, I'm so awkward. I'm so quirky. I'm so awkward. And he's like, is that what was happening when we met? And then in confessional, she tells us she was worried because she was definitely in her head, which we discussed last week. No, you weren't. You just weren't attracted to him. And she's letting him know that it's not easy for her and she doesn't want him to think it has anything to do with him, but it does.
She even tries to gaslight us and tell us that. She says to the camera, I don't want Sal to think it has anything to do with it.
Wait, it doesn't. It doesn't.
You already told us that.
Yeah, you said that.
You said it.
We heard it. We can show it to you if you
we can play it back.
Need to see
do
it.
Do you want
to?
I don't have
to. I, we, hmm.
Do you want us to? You said it.
You said it, and now it's on a recap show. So now it's...
This is years later, and we're still talking about it.
We're still talking about it.
You can't unsay it or unsee it. And we've already learned Netflix isn't editing anything out, or they for sure would have edited out the hungry people and the comments about the blueberries, so...
Yeah, they are not retroactively fitting themselves. So...
But Sal says the sweetest thing, by the way.
He really does.
Are you going to say the thing that he says?
He's like, this is a safe space. You can be awkward with me. I'll be awkward with you.
He says, I'll be awkward with you.
Yeah. He is very sweet. And that is unfortunately, apparently not what Mal wants.
But then she says he's handsome.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I just wrote, is he? I think he's handsome. I think he's a perfectly acceptable, lovely man.
Yeah.
And she's like, you're so handsome. You're so handsome. And then they take a shot.
She uses the same tone of voice that she used, like, when he played the ukulele and when Jared got her tacos. She's...
Sorry, Dave. I don't want to... We probably should edit this out, but... Can you just say it right?
Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Let's just take that again.
This ad was so culturally insensitive.
Yeah.
Let me say it again. Boop. And then it's like she's responding to him the same way as like when he played the ukulele and when Jared made the tacos.
I just love that you told the story about that guy and he just wanted you to bite. And you're like, no, I'm not giving it to you. I'm not responding you calling it a ukulele.
No, I'm not going to do it. You could keep saying ukulele as much as you want. And you can aggressively play the guitar at me.
I'm still not going to say it.
Nope.
But.
But she's like, oh my God, you're so sweet. You're so cute.
It's not authentic.
No, it is not authentic and it continues to happen.
Okay, let's pretend we're on a date.
Yeah.
And you think I'm pretty
mm-hmm.
and you give me a compliment and I'll give you a compliment back.
Okay. Wow, you're so pretty. You look so good.
Thank you. You're so cute. You're so cute.
Cool. You know, I have food poisoning.
You're so cute.
Yeah, I just realized I have food poisoning. I gotta go.
I immediately just got diarrhea. It's so awkward. It's pandering. Do you think when you're in the moment, in these moments, they think that's not gonna look good watching that back?
I think that a lot of people are a lot more unself-aware than we think. It's like people are not as funny as they think they are, and people are really unself-aware.
Oh my gosh, someone told me that on one of my bear videos. They said, you're not as funny as you think you are. I was like, I actually think I'm a fucking nuisance.
Yeah.
But other people seem to laugh when I say things.
I mean, I could show you how much my house cost and that I bought it. By being funny.
Agreed. I'm a fucking animal. I regret everything that comes out of my mouth. We're on the same page.
Yeah, yeah. But there's lots of other people.
It's the other people.
If you're confused.
I feel bad for all of them.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel bad for all of them.
They are all wrong.
They're stupid.
Yeah, yeah. Just
idiots.
Morons.
Like the dumb stupid dummies. Yeah.
Like that.
I agree.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go get Panera and talk about this because we're same page.
Yeah.
I hate everybody.
So now we're with Jarrett. J-A-R-R-E-T-T-E. Why so many letters in a name that could be spelled with five?
Well, it's kind of like the Ashleys.
Jeremiah or Ashley.
I just want to go back to a comment of Katie in the chat saying, am I awkward by saying my armpits smell like McDonald's and I had Wendy's? That's... fucking Katie. Katie needs to like write for us, I think. When we start going on script, which is going to happen as soon as we get time.
Yes.
Anyway, let's go to Jarrett.
Jarrett. And Ayana. Jarrett wants to know what Ayana thought of him when she first saw him. This guy's a broken record. What'd you think of me? What'd you expect? What'd you think of me? What do I look like? How do I look? What do I look like?
The men in this season are all like that. We all like to hear compliments.
Sure.
I hate it, but I love it. I need it, but also don't talk anymore.
Don't ever look at me again.
I'm going to go in this cellar. Don't anyone come and look for me.
Yeah. I'm going to bury myself in this ground. Please don't come get me.
Don't even look at the ground.
Please don't rescue me. Don't even look at it.
I couldn't imagine being so cringy as to be like, can you give me a compliment right now?
How do I look? What do you think I look like? Do you like how I look?
I just could never bring myself to say that. And the men this season, they actually love saying it.
Oh, they love it. Some of them love to say it and then not reciprocate at all. She tells us that she was like, oh shit, he's really tall. And that's not usually what she goes for, but she's like, I'll take it. Apparently they have 11 inches between them, which now that I'm thinking about it, my first husband, I think, was 6'3", which is a full foot taller than me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, my friend sent me the funniest fucking video of the short woman. She puts her phone up at the viewpoint of where her husband would be. And she's like, this is what I look like to him. She goes, I look like I want to go up, up. I was like, oh my God, I never thought of that. But I must look like a fucking toddler.
I never thought of that either when you're looking up. I was like, oh yeah.
I have to send you that video. It's so fucking.
My nose is crooked because I broke it when
she
I was
actually acknowledges that she is going to end up with back problems, which is what I talked about last episode.
Mm-hmm.
So then Jared gives her a present.
Hold on one second, Daisy. Hello.
Oh, I must have a wrong number. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Oh, that was easy. I bet if you'd been like, who are you trying to reach? It was probably a scam. I got the police officer's fund yesterday. And that one, you know, they start off with like a, hi, sorry, to make it sound like it's a real person.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes, they've called me several times. And then I just say that I'm in the FBI.
But you know that they're not, that's a robot. You know, that's not an actual person.
No, I know.
We're all going to die.
Then Jarrett. Jarrett gives Ayana a gift. Now, I love gifts.
Me too.
Gift giving is one of my love languages. I love giving gifts. I love giving gifts.
Yeah.
And I love it when people get excited to get the little gift that I've given them because it's not like the monetary value. I like getting gifts that, you know, remind me of people.
Yes.
And it's very sweet. Now, Jarrett gives Ayana a Polaroid camera, which obviously they've talked about because Daisy, she is so over the moon about this Polaroid camera. It was as if he bought her a panda bear, something that she had never seen or touched or been given the opportunity to commune with.
I said that he might as well have given her literally $1 million. He might as well have handed her a suitcase. She opened it and it was $1 million.
He was like, so I know you think unicorns aren't real. I gotcha. Here is a unicorn and it's a horn.
It's shit's glitter.
I want to be excited about anything the way Ayana is excited about a Polaroid camera. One of those just ones you get at like Urban Outfitters. She was so excited. And then when he said he got her refills of the film.
Forget it.
It was like he was taking her on an all-expense trip around the world. They were going to circle the world.
It was remarkable. You'd think that he needed to get out an EpiPen. She was really, really over the fucking moon over this Polaroid camera.
She just goes into anaphylactic shock. Are you allergic to peanuts? No, just that excited.
I'm so excited. It makes me think in this moment that in general, the women in this season, their bar is pretty low.
In actual hell. You have to go to the Earth's crust.
Yep.
And the bar is waiting down there.
Yeah. So now they're in their private hot tub. They're kissing. She tells us in confessional that she feels very comfortable and protected with him, and she wants to wait until they're married to have actual P&V action, but she's really not sure that she's going to be able to wait.
If you don't want to wait, don't wait. If you want to wait, wait. Do whatever you want to do.
Nobody's standing there keeping score.
I mean, if it's going to be hard for you and that's something you want to do, everyone lives by a different set of standards, rules.
Right.
I appreciate and acknowledge it all, but do it if you want to do it.
Do it if you want to do it. Your mom's not going to call, well, especially because she gave you up, but she's not going to call and be like, Ayana, you're going to be embarrassing.
Yeah.
So now we're with, my phone wrote, DD, who is fighting with her hair. I said Deep D, who's futzing with her hair, but apparently my voice to text is anti-Semitic and doesn't know what futzing means.
Wow.
Honestly.
Somebody write that down. That's going to be another letter we all have to co-sign.
She tells us in confessional that being with Shake in person has enhanced her feelings for him. Again, listen, it takes all kinds.
Mm-hmm.
She tells us that she was worried because of his emphasis on Lux. Yeah, Siri, I said Lux. Mm-hmm. She was worried about his emphasis on Lux. Because that makes sense.
Siri's not here to fucking interpret your bullshit.
She's like, speak clearly.
Siri is here to regurgitate your lack of diction.
I said to somebody yesterday that it was a weird flex, and Siri told her that it was a weird black.
Siri's not here for your shit, Daisy.
She sure isn't.
What am I going to say?
She's not here for my shit or my shot or my ship.
Enunciate better, babe.
She was worried about being in a bikini with him for the first time. She says they definitely have physical chemistry, and she's so happy. She is the happiest. She's the happiest, happier, happiest, happy, happiest person that has ever happied.
It's so uncomfortable because, first of all, now I think actually I'm the weird kisser because they're kissing with no lips again. They're kissing.
Yeah.
Now I think it's me.
It might be.
Is that the way people are kissing?
I guess this is how you kiss. Oh, God. You look like somebody who takes that medication that gives you that involuntary.
What are we doing? It has to be me at this point. Now I can't not look at it. And so here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
Somehow, I do believe through his positive affirmations of seeing her, I feel like he has made her feel comfortable. I love my body and I still can feel uncomfortable in my body. I can feel uncomfortable with something that I'm wearing or the way something looks on me.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that I don't love my body. And Deep D loves her body and she feels uncomfortable. There are just times when you just don't feel good in your skin. But he has managed to make her not feel that way, which I love for her.
Mm-hmm.
But he looks terrified. Okay, so she starts saying, like, our babies are going to be so cute and smart. And I feel like now he's actually had time to think about his internalized racism.
And fat phobia.
And his fat phobia. And he is back in that mindset of Indian girls are family, not people I have sex with, right? But, like, it's all changed and we've watched it because he looks terrified. He looks like someone just gave him really bad news, like Harry Styles stepped away from One Direction and he just found out.
Yeah.
And I feel bad because clearly he's given her some reassurance and she has let her guard down and she feels comfortable to be mushy with him. And now it's like he's recoiling. We're watching it right in front of our eyes.
I mean, she comes in the hot tub and he's like, wow, damn, wow. And then, you know, and he's like, you're tiny. You're so tiny. And then she says, I want to have babies.
Which might be a little bit too much. I will say maybe we just focus on this and we don't focus on babies. I'm just throwing it out there.
Yes. Although she is repeating something back that he said, though it's clearly not the right moment. His entire fucking demeanor changes. And she's like, I'm so excited to connect on all these levels. We should just get married. Like, fuck it. Let's just get married. Yeah, I said, it's like someone held up a picture of his mom in a bikini behind the camera. He just has shut the fuck down.
Mm-hmm.
In confessional, he tells us that he's not feeling the attraction that he wanted to feel. He says he's not feeling the type of body connection that he wanted to feel, which is just a roundabout way of saying he's not attracted to her, which don't worry, he'll get to that. He'll get real comfy with saying he's not attracted to her.
She whispers in his ear, it'll be hard to keep this PG-13 with you. And the only reason this is cringy is because we're in on the secret that he's not attracted to her. She should feel comfortable to say that to somebody.
Oh, yeah.
She should feel comfortable to be in a bikini and talk however she wants to talk. It just, we're in on it.
Yeah.
And we're watching it. And we're watching him say to the camera, I'm not into it. She's also not reading his body language.
She says, it's going to be hard to keep this PG-13. And he goes, oh, yeah.
And he like pounds wine like it's fucking tequila. He's just drinking wine. And he's like, let's just take it hour by hour. That's not a nice thing to say.
No. Who knows how I would respond in this moment? I'm sure I would curl up like a roly-poly bug and roll away. But I just kind of wish that she could have been like, hey, is everything okay?
I know.
Things seem a little different, but...
But then you don't want to seem insecure, right?
The
terror on his face, it looks as if he just sent a really important email in, like, Comic Sans. And he's like, I've done something terrible.
How do I let these people know that I'm not a fucking clown? It's too late.
The comic is in the title.
It's in the title. Don't use it.
It wasn't a silly goose email. If it was a silly goose email, that would be one thing. And it's not.
Not.
How do I undo this?
You just gave somebody a cancer diagnosis in Comic Sans.
Yeah. It's just, he just wants to rewind. And it breaks my heart because Deep D is.
So lovely.
Golds.
Yeah. In this moment, Ellen, this was the first time that I ever sort of thought about this ever in watching this show. Is there a camera person in the hot tub with them?
Could you imagine? Gary, get in the water.
They must be, because that's a big fucking hot tub.
Get in the water. No, I don't care. I don't care, Gary. Put on sunscreen, too. We're in Mexico. And Gary's, like, floating in the water.
Yeah. Like, is he wearing jams? Is he wearing a Speedo? I was like, oh my God, this woman is climbing all over this dude and there's probably somebody in the hot tub with them.
Is he on a floaty of sorts? Is there a noodle involved? Because I need somewhere to put my arm.
Listen, guys,
if I'm going to be in the water.
Can you at least get me like a waterproof situation?
Something. All they had was that flamingo. And he's just like straddling the flamingo. Got you guys. Everything's good over here.
I can't wait for somebody to AI that because that's terrific. So now we're with Natalie and Shane, who is wearing a pair of tight fucking capri sweatpants. That's all he can wear are capris.
Who knew sweatpants could be capris?
Who knew?
Education.
Find your style and fucking stick to it. I'm 44 and I still haven't figured out mine, so good on him.
Yeah.
He's asking her what side of the bed she wants to be like. He's like, I'm flexible. You can be on whatever side. And then in confessional, she tells us that she knows his nighttime routine is watching TV and eating in bed. No. Nope. No.
To which one?
Both. You remember when I spent the night in your bed and there was like one tiny little light coming from the outlet and I was like, it's bright as fucking day in here. And you were like, I literally got you a sleep mask, you horrible, horrible monster.
I did buy you a sleep mask. I've never had TVs in bedrooms.
No.
I was taught bedrooms are for two things, sleeping and having sex. That's it.
Well, now it's for sleeping and scrolling through Instagram. But yes.
If you didn't read between those lines, Daisy, that's
Sorry.
On you and not me.
You're right.
No, don't fall asleep. Don't fall asleep watching TV. It's not good for your brain.
No, my bestie does that. She watches Seinfeld like a top fucking volume. Not top volume. It doesn't matter. Even if it's the whisperiest whisper, to me, it's top volume. I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Great.
So then they're cuddling and they're talking about how much they love the ring. And he is mouth breathing for Jesus.
He's got a condition, Daisy. He can't close his mouth, Daisy. Ugh. He's got to keep his gums moist somehow.
So then he's talking about how he likes to have a late night snack. Listen, somehow with all of these 18 fucking couples that they have in this season, Netflix apparently didn't have interesting enough footage that we have to sit there and listen to Shane talk about, I like to have a late night snack. Kill me.
Rot, rot, shot.
Now we go to Danielle and Nick. Danielle is sitting on the floor surrounded by what looks like an entire lifetime's worth of clothing. I don't know how long she expects to be in Mexico, but that is my entire closet.
You don't have a lot of clothes.
I don't.
And some of the clothes are from when we did that Goodwill game.
Oh, yeah. I love my... I have a bachelor's and somehow I'm not a liberal. I love that shirt.
We did this game. It's really fun. I encourage you to do it if ever you're out of town. We drew names and we went to a Goodwill and we had a $20 budget to buy that person an outfit. And then we had to like hang out and have dinner and hang out in the outfit all day long.
It's so great. And Ellen got me like a brown wool pencil skirt and a red t-shirt that said, I survived college without becoming a liberal. And like high heels and a purse. Yeah.
And a purse. And a scarf.
And a scarf.
And there was like a cute little scarf. That pencil skirt was gorgeous, by the way.
It was. I feel like I still have it for like audition purposes, but I don't know where it is.
That was a pretty pencil skirt. Anyway, that's a fun game if ever you're out of town and there's a good Goodwill near you.
She tells us that it usually takes her a long time to feel comfortable with a man and to like show her body. But with Nick, she feels so confident. She is so happy. And then...
Are you going to say what I'm going to say about him saying he's the luckiest?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I texted you this last night.
Oh.
They have a shot of him picking her up, like lifting her up to throw her on the bed. And this man does a full plié. This man clearly has just watched a safety at work video where they're like, remember, I rewound and watched that 5 times and laughed. Kurt was like, what are you laughing? And I showed it to him and he was like, okay. And I was like, no, no, no.
I know. Just when something tickles you and you just can't get it out of your brain. I love that.
He's like, safety first. Safety first.
From the knees. If you're going to pick her up, bend your knees, not from your back.
Not from
if I
back.
Learned anything from working at Lowe's, it was that.
So then he says, the luckiest man.
He says that he's the luckiest man, but his eyes are saying he's being held hostage. He's like, I am the luckiest. I'm the luckiest guy I am because I am the luckiest guy. Like, he can't really figure out where the emphasis goes or where the inflection. Because I am lucky. It's that moment that I realized that he looks like a Sheen version of Dax Shepard.
Oh, okay.
Right?
I'm here for that. Sure, sure, sure.
I am the lucky.
I am lucky. Yes.
Lucky, hecky.
So now Kyle is out in the sunshine with a selfie cam telling us that he's there in Mexico by himself and it's not the same without Shayna. But to be fair, you didn't experience any of it with her. So
when you say the same,
right.
It makes us think you're comparing it
right.
to another time.
Right. So maybe it would be exactly the same. We just
we don't know.
We don't know because she's
we don't have that
never
information. We sort of
been there
that
with her
focus group
before.
There was a focus group that met and then they yeah, it's not gonna. Did you see the red flag that they panned to?
No.
For 1 second?
I missed that. Oh,
they
my God,
pan
it's so good.
Past just a big old red flag, just a flag blowing in the breeze. The cameramen have jokes, okay?
They sure do. He is still grinning from ear to ear, but he's saying that he's very upset. And then we cut to a whole different setting, and he's still upset with the selfie cam. He tells us Shayna wasn't sure about him after the proposal, and he thought he could change her mind. And then they cut to him back at the soundstage. And I really hate when Netflix does this. And they do this a lot in The Ultimatum. They have somebody talking in confessional as though they're contemporaneously experiencing.
In the moment.
Yeah.
They speak in the moment.
And I get it, but to me it's very distracting. So they clearly, like, it's 2 weeks later and they're like, hey, can you tell us about the day that Shayna left? And how you felt, and can you talk about it like it's today?
They do that all the time on Real Housewives and stuff. And I always imagine they're like, can I see the footage?
Yeah. How do you remember?
What did I say? Hold on, let me go back. All right, okay. So I says to her, I says, like...
I don't know how you can remember any of this, but Anyway, poor fucking Kyle. This man is, he is delusional.
Yeah. Listen, he grew up living in a tree trunk, Daisy.
That's fair.
Give him a fucking break. He is experiencing life. He doesn't have to wake up in the morning and put the cook, you know what I mean?
You know what? This is like an Amish person on Rumspringa. Like, he's just never been out in the real world.
He's never been out of the tree trunk with the Keeblers.
He says that Shayna is a bad communicator. He doesn't even know if she's still alive.
I need better communication from Shayna. She's a horrible communicator. It's like, well, how do I even know you're alive? I'm a little worried. I'm gonna have to adjust a lot, I think, in order for us to move forward with our relationship. Eventually, I'll get more confident physically around her. I'll grow on her a little. Shayna's gonna be madly in love with me at the end of it, ready to get married.
My guy, she left Mexico. She left an all expenses paid trip.
They're two separate countries. You have to cross a border.
You need a passport for that.
She had to go through customs.
Yeah.
Immigration.
I don't know. There might even be some vaccines you have to get before you go down there.
You have to research it.
Yeah.
Then if they're going to let her back, I don't know what border control looks
like. She brought two whole suitcases.
She had a lot of clothes. They might have gone through those. You don't know what's happening on her end, but I promise you, he's not coming back.
No.
I feel bad.
I want to give him a hug and be like, sweetie, honey.
Yeah.
I know maybe things are different in Keebler land and maybe there's like a different, but this woman does not, you're not going to get married to this woman. There's nothing you can do to adjust yourself, save a whole different face and body.
Mm-hmm. I just imagine him like Will Ferrell and Elf, like going back to the tree trunk and being like, Papa, can I talk to you for a minute? And he's like the biggest elf. And he's like sitting on his lap. And he's like, I just don't think she understands me, Papa.
Oh, boy.
And he's like, well, turn off that oven. We have that batch of the knockoff Samoas are over there. Take them out of the oven. So now we're with Ayana and Jarrett. And they are cuddly. They're cute. Yeah. She's a little pocket baby, tiny little
she
pixie
is.
Dove, little itty bitty.
She's so cute.
Little nugget.
They enjoyed cuddling each other. She tells us that it's nice to wake up to anybody. She forgot how it feels. She feels like she's known him for at least 2 years. She is so cute. It makes me insane.
She's so cute. And you know what's really actually hard to watch? Just knowing what we know that happened with Mallory, is she genuinely looks happy.
I know.
You know, she smiles with like all of her teeth and like her nose crinkles.
I know.
It's not like put on.
She is one of the most genuine people on this season. She is just her and that's it.
Not everyone can get that fucking excited over a Polaroid camera, okay?
You must be the dearest person if that's how excited you get over a Polaroid camera. So now we're with Nick and Danielle, and she probably drank the water. She's been throwing up, and he's been taking care of her. He's being very sweet. Have you had electrolytes? Have you had some bread? He jokes that maybe she's pregnant. Ha, 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 ha. That's so funny. He tells us in confessional, last night was amazing, and he loves her. And then my caption said in brackets, in high voice, we are physical? And then in normal voice, that works too. Netflix, you didn't have to drag him about his pitch change.
He was like, and I love
I her. Love her.
I love her. I love her. I love her. I love her.
Yeah.
If I keep saying it, I'll believe it. I love her. We had sex 2 times. Can you keep that? Can nobody edit that?
2 times.
2 times. In 3 different locations, we moved. We started somewhere. We ended in another.
I'm having a different experience of him than you are. But I can absolutely see that you think that perhaps he's being held hostage. I'm not sure. I feel like he's a pretty genuine person. And maybe I just give people too much benefit of my doubt. He asks her if they even ate last night. And she's like, yeah, bro, we ate like 2 dinners. It's because they were fucking so much. They needed to carb load. And then she tells us that she really appreciates that he's not acting upset, that she's ruining a day of their vacation. And this, again, is where I'm like, who have you been dating?
Who hurt you? Who has done anything to you where you're like, this fucking blows?
How dare you?
We came to Pensacola, Florida. How dare you?
How dare you get sick on my vacation? Who have you been dating?
Who hurt you, Danielle? I feel so bad that she's grateful for him not getting mad at her.
If that had been me, if I were spewing from both ends, my hair would be up like this. I would be sweaty. I would be pale. I would stink. She looks gorgeous.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I've been throwing up and having diarrhea all over the place.
I look like a different person. I get so violently sick. I throw up so hard I piss myself.
Well, I do that too.
When I had food poisoning, I pissed myself. I was like throwing up. I was like, I peed.
Next time I get food poisoning, I'm going to be like, can you just go get me some Depends now?
But honestly, I looked snatched. You win some, you lose some. Deep D wakes up the next morning with Shake, and Deep D says that she didn't sleep well. And I get that. I actually don't sleep well next to new people.
No.
It takes a minute. There's something in my body that's like, you do not belong. My body doesn't sleep well next to new people.
She tells him that he made puppy noises all night. And instead of saying, what the fuck does that mean? He's just like, oh, that kept you up. Wait, puppy noises?
I've heard that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I've heard that.
You don't make puppy noises? Everybody makes puppy noises. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's no big deal.
The mood is definitely different than it was from the hot tub. They are about as far away from each other on the bed as they can possibly get. And then in confessional in the bathroom, she tells us that they kept things PG. There was a lot of cuddling and talking. She says they're not ready to take that step yet, but she definitely does not look thrilled.
Mm-hmm.
This is clearly his decision.
And then he says in confessional,
I think Deeps is really awesome. Personality-wise, 10 out of 10. Probably 11 out of 10. But I don't know.
Am I being oversensitive that I feel the way that he phrases that is a little bit harsh? She is going to see this. It is okay that you are not attracted to someone. It's chemical. Attraction can be chemical, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's okay. Is he being mean or is he just being honest?
I think it's little column A, little column B. And that's what I mean. It started out with him being like, there's not that immediate physical thing, but maybe it'll grow to then this moment where he's like, you know, personality, she's 11 out of a 10. I don't know. And I know that there's a lot of different things that make relationships work. I just have to figure it out. And then later it's going to go to...
Oh, God, I don't even want to talk about where it goes.
I think he's being honest. I don't know how I would react in this kind of situation. I don't know how you're supposed to be honest and confessional when something like this is happening, knowing that that person is going to see it later.
Mm-hmm.
Yucky.
You can't explain chemistry. You can't explain who you're attracted to.
No.
It's just weird. Do you want to talk about your insatiable attraction to me now, or do you not want to talk about it on the mic?
I've asked you many times to not tell everybody how attracted to you I am.
I was correlating it to the podcast.
I know, but like that was a secret.
Right.
Like when I send you nudes, mm-hmm. and I call you and I'm like, please, please, please.
Mm-hmm.
That's a private.
Yeah.
Between you and me.
Right. I was about to say something so dirty. What about one of the times you asked me to send you pictures of my butthole though? I feel like that's crossing a line.
I said it was a secret. And by the way, your butthole looks phenomenal.
Fantastic. Shane and Natalie are in bed. Shane doesn't like her snooze habits. Here's a little hack. If people dance around the fact of what they did, like we enjoyed each other's, they fucked.
Yeah, yeah.
If they said we didn't have sex, they didn't have sex. If you say anything other than you didn't have sex, you had sex.
Yes.
Which is fine.
Right.
But like, we all are adults. We've all most likely have had sex.
Yeah, most of us.
Most of us. If you want to. If you don't want to have sex, that's fine too. It's disgusting. But what do we do? We enjoyed each other's company.
We enjoyed each other. I don't kiss and tell.
You guys got a one-way ticket to Pound Town.
Yeah.
Let's just fucking talk about it. It's fine.
He puts his non-existent lips on her and she says, ew. Just kidding. I think you're really hot. Like temperature-wise. I want to punch this woman in the face. It gets worse.
And it just gets worse.
So then they're brushing their teeth next to a huge bathtub that is absolutely filled with rose petals?
To the top. I don't know what's happening. I had so many questions.
Is there water in that tub from last night with rose petals in it? Or is it just literally completely filled with rose petals?
And it's not like rose petals on the bottom. There is a height to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it filled with rose petals or is it water with rose petals on top?
In both scenarios, I have several follow-up questions.
It's inconvenient because now I have to like scoop them out.
There's a PA who looks like a murder occurred. He's like, no, I didn't do anything. I just took the rose petals out of the tub. Everyone, oh my God.
So they're brushing their teeth. Shane tells her they could have knocked boots a little longer. And apparently she doesn't know what knock boots means, which is like, okay, maybe you've never heard that phrase before, but context.
Grandma's chicken salad. It's the way you say it.
He tells us in confessional that they explored each other's bodies. He wasn't expecting that she was going to be so sassy, and she threw him a lot of curveballs, and it was fun.
Did she peg him?
I'm guessing she put her toes up his asshole. Like, what curveballs?
The first time you have sex with someone, this is a generalization.
Yeah.
Unless you're into fetishes or something, it's pretty much just P and the V. Let's see if the P and the V works.
Did you see that episode of Girls where she goes back to her hometown and she like sleeps with some kid she went to high school with or whatever? And they're fucking and then he's like, oh my God, what are you doing? She's like, what? And he's like, don't put a finger in my asshole. There was a guy that asked me one the very first fucking time and we barely knew each other. And he was like, can you play with my taint? And I was like, can we get to... I never told you that that's a thing that I like.
Mm-mm, no. What's your last name? What did you major in college?
Did you take a shower right before we got here?
I don't know what your butthole's doing. Whatever happened to hello?
Hi.
How are you?
Nice to meet you. So they have banal banter in the bathroom. His laugh is so annoying, it makes me want to peel my ears off my head. Now we're with Mal and Sal, whom, by the way, I will be referring to as Salary for the rest of this season.
Great.
Thank you. I'm so clever. They wake up entwined.
They are spooning.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like
in each other.
I love a good cuddle like that, but I was like, oh.
Yeah, that was a 180.
That was an intimate spoon. That's like a tight spoon.
Yeah, he's inside her. In confessional, she tells us she doesn't kiss and tell, but they had fun and he's pretty suave.
They fucked.
And then she says that she has to probably go to the pharmacy today. And I know I'm not allowed to mention abortion anymore on this show.
Right.
But it's one of three things. She either meant we need to go get a lot of condoms because we're going to be fucking a lot. I need to get a pregnancy test or I need a plan B.
I actually thought it was plan B.
Me too.
But then it also could have been maybe she's prone to like UTIs and they fucked so much she was going to get a UTI.
Oh, don't say that.
What?
For her, like, don't say that. Don't be like, we fuck so much, I'm going to get a UTI. Like, yucky.
No, but like sometimes different chemical shit mixes with your chemicals and it doesn't. Chemical.
I know, it's just that's not very sexy. It's more sexy to have an abortion.
Okay, so abortions, plan B and UT. Plan B, no.
No.
We're good with plan B.
Yeah, plan B is fine.
Great.
But don't tell me you're going to get Avo pills. By the way, take it from me, plan B doesn't work.
You got pregnant after plan B with Monty or the second time?
The second, the other time.
I hope you wrote a letter.
Dear plan B,
I would like my $44.99 back. This didn't work.
I took it the next morning.
I took it once. I did use a coupon. That is not a lie. I swear to God.
Would you have taken it if you didn't have a coupon?
But I was like looking it up and I was like, oh, $10 off. I mean, I literally can't help myself.
That's convenient.
I literally cannot be helped. I'm an animal.
I want to see the sketch where you're like, fuck, I need to get a plan B. Can't find a coupon. Oh, well, guess I'm having this baby.
It just popped up. I didn't look for the coupon in my defense.
Oh, your phone heard you and it was like, need a plan B coupon?
Ellen's going to want this. It's Ellen, you guys. Someone whip up a manufacturer's coupon now or this bitch is going to have another baby.
Hey, it's time to have unprotected sex. I've got a plan B coupon.
Oh, we can fuck. I got a coupon. It's fine. Calm dumpster over here. Let's go.
So he tells her she snores. She's like, oh my God, no, I don't. Shut up. And then they talk about what they're going to do with their day. And again, I don't know if she hasn't had great people in her life or her bar is just very low or what. But he's like, hey, we could go to the beach or we could go explore the resort. And she's like, oh my God, look at you. Oh my God, you're so cute.
Oh my God, look at you planning vacation beachy things.
Oh my God, walk around the resort.
Oh my God, those ideas are such good ideas. Oh my god, you're so sweet. You're so sweet.
Mallory. Ay, ay, ay. And also, Sal. So, Jared and Ayana, Ayana's on the massage table. And once again, my closed caption guy needs to lay off the sauce. Because Jerry asks if she's ready for these hands. And she says, I'm not afraid of those hands. But my closed captioning said, you don't have feminine hands. What? Are you ready for these hands? You don't have feminine hands. What? I think that we can all agree that what sets our recap podcast apart from all the other recap podcasts is that
we're 3 years behind.
We're 3 years behind. And we're both deaf, so we have to watch it with captions, which adds a whole nother layer of comedy.
Comedy. It's a lot of comedy. That's why I think we need a YouTube channel. This is what I'm thinking.
You wouldn't get caption comedy if we weren't so deaf.
Also, I have a lot of issues with this massage situation. No, thank you.
No.
Don't touch me. Are you trained?
Hire me a massage person. That would be nicer.
No, I don't want your hand. No, I want your hands on me.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want you doing things.
Mm-mm. Don't manipulate my shit back there.
No, you're not doing it right.
No.
I know you're not doing it right. Do you have a degree?
I also have a back that's so fucked up that if you massage it wrong, I could end up with a pinched nerve for 6 months. So like, don't.
Yeah. And I will sue you.
I will fucking sue you.
I don't want that to go this way.
No.
Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
You don't want to be around me when I have a pinched nerve because that shit ain't pretty.
No. She's Jewish.
I'm Jewish. When we get pinched nerves, oy vey.
Oy vey.
Jerry tells us in the hot tub, which he's definitely not in with a camera person, that she wants to wait until they're married, but he has lots of other ways to show affection. And then she tells us that Jared is going to be hard to resist. They take a shower together.
But they're kissing with lips.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Finally, someone is giving lips. I'm like, give me lips.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actual. Mwah. Mwah. I don't know why, but this was the episode in which I became uncomfortably aware of the camera people. Like, I'd never really considered it before. And then in this episode, I was like, oh, my God, he is naked as a jaybird.
Mm-hmm.
He's standing there in the shower with her, I'm sure, at full attention. And there's a camera guy there.
Yeah, it's a little softcore.
Ugh. So Natalie and Shane are on a date. They're going sailing. He tells us that this is their first date, and it could not be more perfect because it's something fun and goofy to match their personalities. A, sailing is not goofy. Goofy?
Goofy would be one of those banana boat things that ride behind the boat. Be like, I'm on a banana. And I'd be like, you're a silly goose.
You're so goofy.
You're so goofy. Or have you ever been to one of those resorts where you have to swim out to the trampoline? That's goofy.
Yeah, or like the one where you jump onto a big inflated thing and the other person laying on it flies off. That's goofy.
Silly and goofy. Sailing is just...
Sailing.
Sailing.
B, I don't think I would ever describe Natalie as fun and goofy.
No.
Just not the things I would use to describe her personality.
She has a great voice. She should work for NPR.
Yes.
But not goofy.
No.
Uh-uh.
Shane is wearing a child-sized life jacket because apparently he is contractually obligated to not wear anything that fits him. Nothing. Not even a life jacket. He is wearing a crop top
Tibet!
Life jacket.
Yes! It's Tibet! You're a smaller size! All we have are kid sizes. That's fine! Bring it over!
He is wearing her life jacket and she is wearing his.
Bros, way too big. This is way too big.
Come on, you can't see my fucking slamming bod in this life jacket. I'm swimming in this thing.
Do you have a 10 to 12? Yeah, what about a 6X? You got a 6X?
Shane gets sick on the catamaran and he tells us that Natalie took good care of him and his tum-tum.
Well, he also says, she asked me if I needed anything. And he says, how did I get so lucky? I was like, well, A of all, she didn't see your face.
Yeah.
That would have a different follow through if she had seen your face first. But if someone throws up and is seasick, it is not magnanimous for the other person to be like, are you okay?
Hey, can I help you?
Do you want some?
Oh, do you need anything?
And he was like, oh my gosh, she was so sweet. She might be those things, but like that's a bare fucking minute.
What was she supposed to do? Just be like, let me know when you're done.
Yeah. The jet ski guy like came over. He's like, are you good? It's just a thing you ask.
Just a thing you ask. Now they're debriefing with margaritas in a cabana. They're so happy. He tells her he loves her so much more because she's beautiful, too, and she hits him. This woman is getting her dating advice from a middle school book from the fucking 90s. She says she would love him even if he wasn't hot, and he's like, but am I?
Oh my gosh, I think if you didn't look like you, I'd still feel the same.
Do you think I'm pretty?
Do I think you're pretty?
I think I'm pretty.
Are you fishing for compliments right now?
Mm-hmm.
Not really.
Honestly, yes. So you gotta stop like doing that. Cause, I mean, okay, I'm trying to have a fucking conversation. You fish for compliments, like stop, like have a normal conversation. Okay, make it much harder than what it is. You joke a lot.
I do. Like, you hate it.
It kind of gets a little old after a while. I know. Sorry, but it's true.
He's like, you need to knock that off.
Right.
And I'm impressed with him.
Well, banter can slowly creep into bullying.
Oh yeah.
I feel like he's like, I like you, but you don't do banter good. You can't just always be mean. Like, you can be coy and silly, but that has to be backed up with affection, or someone's going to feel like a goblin.
Yeah, there was a podcast that I used to listen to with two hosts, and like, they had banter, you know?
Right.
And they'd known each other for a long time, and then one of them got pretty mean.
Oh, really?
And I had to stop listening to it. Because it was not funny anymore. It was just mean.
Right. So it was like mean, but like over the veil of being silly. That sounds exhausting.
Yeah, doesn't it? I would imagine that the person on the receiving end of that felt pretty bad.
Yeah. But did people notice?
Yeah, no, I think people started to notice.
Yeah. Because sometimes you're just like, ha, ha, ha. Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like that?
Yeah. And then it became more like, ooh, and less ha, ha over time.
Right. That sounds like I would unsubscribe.
I hope that the other one is having therapy.
Yeah, I hope that the other one's okay. She's probably not.
Probably not. So now we're at our first All Swim date with all the couples. Ayana tells us that Shane's voice is really annoying. Correct. Correct. That is correct. Deep Dee tells us that Shane stood out because of his energy. She thinks that they would have had a cool relationship. And this reminded me, last week or the week before, one of our listeners sent us a thing about how on Natalie and Deep Dee's podcast, they actually talk about how it was Deep Dee's name that he said.
You told me that. Did we talk about this last week or did you tell me this?
Oh, I did. Did we?
I can't remember. Daisy, I do this all the time.
It's bad.
We need to eat lion's mane, by the way. That's what we need. We need lion's mane.
I bought some and then I didn't get to it in time and it smelled like dead fish, so I didn't eat it. But it's wild because obviously Shane and Deep Dee had some kind of relationship in the pods that we just never saw.
Yeah, totally. Well, Deep Dee's awesome.
Yeah, she really is. So someone announces that Salary has shown up, and I was bummed that I wasn't as fucking smart and clever as I fucking thought I was.
Well, later they talk about ship names.
Yeah.
And I thought we could workshop some ship names for you and me, and I thought of one.
Okay.
A lazy, because we're lazy.
I do like that one.
A lazy.
A lazy.
Or like, what are they? They're a lazy.
Yeah.
There's Dazlin, but that sounds like Days In, yeah. And I had a really bad experience in a motel once.
Elsie.
Yeah. Elazy. Anyway, there we go. It's sticking.
So we cut to Jerry chugging his drink. And Ayana tells us, she's like, I don't know if he saw Mallory. I didn't look. She's like, I have a girl crush on Mallory, so I wouldn't have even noticed if he was looking at her because I was looking at her. And then Shake tells Deep Dee, damn, everyone is so attractive, which really fucking sucks because we know that he doesn't think she is.
Yeah, his subtext was, everyone is so attractive. I'm sorry, not you, not Deep Dee, but everyone else.
Everyone else is so attractive.
Everyone else except for anyone to the right of me is so... hey, Deep Dee. It's so cringe.
I don't like it. So now Nick and Vanessa show up.
Nobody cares!
Nobody cares! She is literally wearing the drapes from her Nana's house.
Listen, if it worked for Maria fucking Von Trapp, okay?
You know, if it ain't broke.
Next time you go to Salzburg, try and find an outfit made of drapes, okay? It's very hard.
So the other Nick shows up alone, and he's like, we broke up! I'm just kidding. We cut to Danielle, who is literally lying on the bathroom floor next to the toilet.
Yeah.
Sucks.
We're going to learn through this episode from here out.
Mm-hmm.
I know I was giving Nick a hard time earlier, but Nick is actually the MVP of this episode. He is going to basically serve as a as a side narrator slash tea spiller
slash shit disturber. It's like the producers went up to him and they were like,
hey, since Danielle isn't here, how about we do something fun?
First, get really drunk.
Yeah.
Have another one.
Do another one.
No, no, no. Don't tell the bartender to pour you water. Have another one. Now, go talk to Jared. T-T-T-T-E-E-E. Go. It's going to be funny.
He's a fucking legend in this episode. Did you ever watch 227?
Yeah.
Do you remember Pearl? He used to stand outside the window who knew everything, and she would always be like, well, you didn't hear it from me.
Mm-hmm. That's totally Nick.
Nick is like, listen, he's in the corner. He's like, okay, shh, give me a secret. Shh, don't tell me. Okay, let me say, oh, a second. I'll be right there.
I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about you.
It's a different deep D. She lives in Canada. Okay, listen. He is just talking shit.
So everyone is like, where's Kyle? Then they all do shots. Sal tries to make a toast and he looks right at Shane and says, here's to Shayna. And everyone's like, oh, snap. Deep D tells Mallory and Sal that their portmanteau is salary. And Sal offers up Malvador, which I actually like a lot better. So I'm going to go with Malvador for the rest of time.
Totally.
She tells Sal that if Malvador doesn't work out, that Shake will marry him. Shake is happy to marry Sal because he definitely doesn't want to marry Deep D.
Nick is like, listen, Shane and Natalie are going to get married, but their life is going to be wild. I feel like there's a problem.
Shane tells Natalie she's the hottest one there, and she says, shut up, and she hits him again.
He's going to bring her up on assault charges. It's going to happen, and we can't be surprised. We watched it happen. What is the statute of limitations for assault? We're a couple years out.
Shake compliments Natalie's teeth, and she's like, oh my God, shut up. I thought I was bad. Someone's like, you're so pretty, and she's like, fuck you!
I will destroy you and everything you love!
Don't ever fucking speak to me again!
Someone bring me a knife, I'm cutting off his lips! Don't speak to me like that! I will end you!
How dare you! Then she says she's self-conscious about her teeth. Dude, he said you have nice teeth! Fuck!
Just walk away.
The men debrief about how the first day was. Nick tells them that Danielle bit his lip so hard it bled. The women debrief. Natalie asks if anybody's gotten intimate. And they're all pretty tight-lipped. And then Natalie says, watch, Shane is over there telling them everything. Cut to Shane. He's like, we had so much trouble getting on that catamaran. We looked so goofy. I couldn't get on it. My butt cheeks were hanging out. She couldn't get on it. She rolled on there like a potato.
And then Shake is being weird again. Does he ever talk like a normal person?
My first impression of Natalie is I thought this was a girl that I kicked out of a club once. I was DJing and there was a girl that looked just like her and she was being super annoying. And I thought that could have been Natalie, but I'm really thankful to find that it wasn't her because I want to have a great relationship with her.
What are we talking about?
Shake.
What is everyone doing? It's like the producers were like, say something silly.
Just be goofy.
Be a silly ghost.
I thought I was going to kick her out. I thought she was the lady I kicked out. But she's not, which is good, because I want to have a really good relationship with her.
Everyone's talking about sex, and Deep D says they were emotionally intimate. Did he bang your puss? Those will be my questions. I'm disgusting.
Oh, and Ayana tells the gals that things with Jerry are great. And Mallory says, oh my God, that's so cute.
I'm so happy for you.
Shake is whispering to Jared TTT that Deep D is the number one hype girl he could ever hope for, but that he's not physically attracted to her. And then he says, it feels like I'm with my aunt or something.
Oh. Boy. Shake way overestimates his level of importance and what he brings to the table.
Ugh. I wrote that earlier on in the hot tub scene. Listen, I don't give a fuck. I don't care if you're 100 pounds. I don't care if you're 300 pounds. I don't care if you have loose skin. I don't care if you have stretch marks. I don't give a fuck. But who the fuck do you think you fucking are? Who the fuck do you think you are, my man? Because you are a two.
Yeah. When I want to come swimming in the two pool, I'll swing on by.
You are a number two.
It feels like I'm with my aunt. Also, shut the fuck up. That's cruel. Don't say that.
Uh-uh.
I'm not attracted to her. Okay.
That's fine.
Maybe this party where everyone's getting drunk isn't the place to talk about it, but just be like, yeah, that's, I don't feel the physical connection. I feel like I'm with my auntie.
Oh, God.
It is so crass. Bro, do you have a job? You're a vet.
Yeah.
Do you think people want to bring their pets to you when you lack any kind of empathy or any sort of filter?
Mm-mm.
It's so cruel.
And then he's going at it with Shane. He's telling Shane how much he's not attracted to her.
I actually liked Shane in this moment.
Me too.
He was like, really? She's so awesome. And he was like, give it time. I actually thought Shane was kind of solid here.
Yeah, he even says, like, that makes me sad. He's like, you know, stay open. Like, I agree. But then he's like, ours was like lights out.
Yeah, he was like, sex for you. Me and Natalie made a porno. Want to see it?
Yeah. He says if there was a video of them, it would sell millions.
Okay.
Mallory tells Sal he seems nervous. Nick tells the bartender that if he asks for another drink, to pour him water instead. And Jerry, TTTT, insists that he get a shot of tequila. And without a moment's pause, Nick goes, Mallory's pretty beautiful.
Why don't you go talk to her? He's got a headset in from Netflix.
Yeah, yeah. And then the producer's like, okay, next time, could you make it sound a little more natural? Because that was weird. He was like, have a shot.
Yeah.
You're just like, Mallory's hot.
Gopta. Gopta.
Jarrett has the perfect imprint of his own lungs and sweat on the back of his shirt. It literally looked like his two lungs.
Can I have a shirt with the imprint of lungs, but it might look like sweat? Does anyone have that? Armani Exchange? All right, I'm going to swing by there and check.
Nick says everyone there is beautiful. And he's like, even sweaty? I think you're beautiful. They bro out for a moment. And then, again, Nick asks Jarrett TTT if it's weird to see Salary. And Jarrett TTT says, no, he hasn't even talked to her yet. Whatever. I don't care. I haven't talked to them. I'm not going to talk to them. It's fine. But then Nick's like, hey, listen, it's a good idea. Just hear me out.
Hear me out.
I know you almost proposed to her, but I think you should go stand in between them. Just put your body in between them.
In the middle.
And tell them you wish them well. I think that would go really, really good.
And the Netflix producers are like, yeah!
And then in confessional, Nick goes,
it's so good. He is a fucking legend.
He's like, hey, listen, I wish nothing but the best for Jared and Liana, but
hear me out.
Listen, yes, Jared's being very weird and standoffish, and like, I don't know, like, you asked a girl to marry and she said no, and so you just went to the second one?
I said to him, go stand in the middle. And I said, stand in the middle and figure it out. That's what I said.
And then back with Jarrett, TTT, he's like, what would you have done? What would you have done if she said yes? And finally, Jarrett's like, fuck off.
Katie said, do I get my burrito now? If I say this, can I have food? I'm so hungry. Can I have a vacuum? There's anything?
I fucked off those two dinners I ate last night. So then Jarrett steps into a conversation that Mallory is having with Shake. He asks Shake to leave. He sits down. He asks Mallory how she is, and she kind of sighs and rolls her eyes like he's the one who said no to her. And he does the thing that he loves to do. He's like, do I look like what you expected me to look like? That's your opener, bro.
I don't remember this being as inappropriate and awkward as it is.
Oh, it's so inappropriate.
This whole conversation is wildly inappropriate. And she basically says, Sal isn't someone I would kick it with outside the pods. And then what does she say, Daisy? Just say it. Just rip it like a Band-Aid.
That she's a guy's gal.
I mean, Sal's great and all, but I'm a guy's girl.
And then immediately she admits that men who go for guys' girls?
Yeah.
Usually don't give a fuck about their girlfriends. They don't think about them. They don't take care of them. And like, clearly Sal is thoughtful and lovely. So I'm like, so what's the problem? What you're saying is the men you usually pick are fucking dickheads. He's not a dickhead, so you're not into it.
Yep. I'd also like to take this time, I'm the voice of Mallory, to really lean into those gender roles and stereotypes and misogyny and talk about how women who like sports are guys' girls.
Oh, come on.
And she keeps calling him Jer-Bear. Everything she says makes me mad in this conversation.
Yeah. She says that she had no idea that she was his first choice. And he's like, what do you mean? I called you Mal Mal. Did you know that, Ellen? Did you know that if a guy gives you a nickname, it means he wants to marry you?
It means he owns you.
It's
like how in Europe they label their houses. You know, the houses have names. So once you get a nickname, you're the property. Did you not know that?
No. He is very confused. He's like, what are you talking? How could you possibly not know? I called you Mal Mal.
Hello? That means love.
Her complaint in this moment seems to be that Sal doesn't want to go catch a game with her.
Is that all?
Is that it?
Go with your friends. Go with your friends from home. Go with your family.
Yeah, I bet he would go to a game with you. He's the one who was like, I'll be awkward with you. I bet you if you were like, hey, let's go catch a whatever the fuck team plays in whatever fucked-up place we live. He'd be like, great, let's do it.
Yeah.
And it's going to take a lot more than liking sports to make a relationship. Like, maybe being thoughtful really helps make a relationship work.
And he is so sweet. Yes, he has a ukulele. With enough time, he could probably just play that in the garage. You know?
She goes, men who are into sports, they don't see me, that I'm a bad bitch. They don't do things for her. And Jared's like, yeah, but... you know, I would have done that. You know, I would have done that. You know, I would have done that.
This conversation is so disrespectful to Sal and Ayana. It's brutally disrespectful.
They both need to walk away immediately.
This is like Jessica tier. Honestly, if we're really being real, I mean, Jessica was absolutely hammered and she agreed that her behavior was less than stellar. This feels even sneakier.
Oh, this is yucky. There's a scene in the Queer Ultimatum that's like this. That's just like, what are you doing? What are you doing? This is so not cool. This is so not cool. Then we cut to Nick, who's like, I don't think Sal and Mallory is close to we thought they were.
I don't think that's gonna work.
Oh boy, I don't think it's all kosher over there.
Raise your hand if you're gonna work. Not so fast, Sal and Mal. Don't raise your hand.
So he tells her that he had two strong connections, and she's like, well, so did I. And then he starts sort of like rolling his eyes and kind of scoffing. And then she's like, well, how do you feel? How do you really fucking feel? And then we cut to Sal, and the producer's like, hey, are you all right? You look kind of bummed. And he is crying.
Sobbing. We don't get a real backstory as to why he gets so emotional. Do you think he just saw them talking and it just looked inappropriate and he felt some kind of way?
It is inappropriate.
You think that it was just like seeing them and they were talking for a long time?
She's like laughing. She's like touching him. It's like clear what's going on.
Totally.
And he said that when he saw her, he felt some kind of way and he knows that she's not interested in him. He says he wants to go home. Oh, God.
Yeah.
And then we cut back to Jared and Mallory and he's like, that's a nice ring, but it's not the ring you wanted. And she's like, I know. Oh, God.
So inappropriate. Sal is so emotionally intelligent.
Yes.
And she is pandering and dishonest, and it's just not cool. Listen, in your 20s, sometimes you're not ready for a man like Sal.
Yes.
And it's total fucking trauma-based shit. You know, the bad guy. I fucking did it. I got married to it. You know, we've done it. I get it. Mal, you're 32 and you chose him because you were like, I do want that sensitive man. A sensitive man, it's a lot if you have those sort of misogynistic, patriarchal stereotypes in your mind, right? Because a man is supposed to be big and strong and protecting.
Yeah. A vulnerable, emotional man is gay.
Yeah.
But you know what? It sounds to us like whatever they did in the bedroom, he sure proved he's not fucking gay.
Yeah, they were inside of each other cuddling. I don't know. I just was like, also, Sal has never made himself to be anything that he's not. He literally pulled out the ukulele on day one.
He pulled out the ukulele and he said, Halios, mama.
He was like, this is who I am. He's squishy. He's mushy. You're saying he's everything you want. The sports is the make or break for you?
The sports.
It doesn't make any sense. I am heartbroken for Sal, and he has these long eyelashes, and they're like sopping wet with his little tears.
Little Sal, I wanted to give him a hug.
I am really disappointed in both of them. I think it's so disrespectful to their partners to talk that way right in front of them. Like, maybe if they wanted to have a debrief, I don't know. It seems yuck, and they're sort of whispering.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like really gross to me.
Anybody who has lived among humans for more than 5 minutes would look at that couple at the bar and be like, oh, they're gonna fuck.
It's really awful.
Yeah.
And that's where the episode ends. And I love watching this with new eyes because I feel like when I watch this, you're sort of watching it sensationally. And now we know this show so well.
Yeah.
Now I feel like everything hits me differently. Like Natalie being so nitpicky and mean, all of this hits in a different way.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Plus, I'm not an entire bottle of wine in.
Right.
Which I was in 2020.
Good for you.
Thank you.
You know what? We were all trying to survive day to day.
You know, we did what we could. My son's head is still attached to his body.
It's small victories, my love.
Small victories.
Can you just do me a favor before we sign up?
Sure, sure. Sure thing. What is it? What do you need?
How about that?
That's
how
so,
about that?
Hold on. Let me check.
How about that?
Hold on, let me, hold on.
Shut the fuck up. How about that?
No, I got a, there was a letter that came in. Oh, here it is. Here it
for
is.
Me?
Oh, it was, yeah, no, it was a card and it came in and it says shut the fuck up.
To me?
Yeah, I can't show it to you because it's private, but it says.
Can you just turn
no,
it?
I can't.
It says that to
yeah,
me?
Yeah, yeah. Like, just.
Oh, wait, hold on. I just got an email. 1 second. I got an email from Amber.
Oh, okay.
Please tell Daisy to shut the fuck up. That's the subject. And there's no body of the email. So it says, Daisy, you're writing something.
No, I'm not.
I see you
no,
writing.
No, I'm not, though.
I hear
but
you
I'm not.
Writing.
Shh.
I can hear the
Ellen,
pen
Ellen,
to
Ellen,
paper.
Ellen, shh, shh, shh. You're so pretty.
Calm down. Wait. calm down.
Ellen, calm down. Calm down. Calm down. It does say it.
Shut the fuck.
Fuck. I was trying to go fast.
Shut the fuck.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck, Ellen. Shut the fuck up, Ellen.
Idiot. Love you.
Love you too. Bye.
Shut the fuck. That was funny.